The buses came into the grounds of the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay and were accompanied by motorcycle riders known as the Honor Guard. The veterans were treated to a tour of the museum, which includes the train used by General Dwight D. Eisenhower as his mobile headquarters in the European Theater. Among the mingling vets were Dolores Miller and Anita Powers, both of Green Bay. Miller served in the Marine Corps in California.
A former Marine.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Right. Miller cleaned and prepared weaponry for use against the Nazis and the Japanese.
Free a man to fight, that's why the Marine.
Right.
That was their motto.
And I was 20 years old and had to have my parents' permission because I wasn't 21 yet.
Anita Powers signed up as a WAVE, which stood for Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Services. Both women say they're pleased females have been afforded more active opportunities in the military services.
We joined the service because we wanted to help, and that's who we are.
It was given a job, patriotism, pure and simple.
So, given a job, we did it.
And now I think whatever a woman wants to be, whatever she has the capabilities to be, she should do.
Wisconsin Public Television filmed the thank you ceremony and will air a special this summer. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.